Mark Bennett, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about your background, because you're from the Wichita area.
I am. Grew up in Sedgwick County. Went to high school in Goddard, and then went to K-State, Washburn Law, and then returned back to Wichita to my roots about late 90s.
Did you always know that you wanted to become a lawyer?
It was a journey to get there. I majored in history at K-State, and it seemed to me that the law was kind of a natural progression. I can't say that I was completely enamored of the study at school. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I had interned in a prosecutor's office when I was at K-State, and that always sort of was in the back of my mind.
Well, you know, when I walked in, I noted that it said, you know, Mark Bennett, DA, you know, district attorney. And I thought, what was that like when you first saw that, you know?
Well, having worked here for 15, 16 years beforehand, I was a little used to seeing a different name on the door. So it was an interesting experience, sort of, I won't say surreal, but very, it was kind of fun to see my name there, yes.
What are some of the high-profile cases you worked on?
The first one in Sedgwick County was the Cornelius Oliver case. It was the first quadruple case that took place a few days before the Carr Brothers case, which I handled and took to trial in 2001, I believe it was. The Doug Belt case, it was the death penalty case of the decapitated victim from the west side of town, one of the apartment complexes over there. People might remember that. Chelsea Brooks case, young girl who was murdered, who was 9 months pregnant at the time, and then any number of sex offense cases and other murders. I mean, over the years, as my friends often said, if it was something really nasty, a horrible sex offense case, it was typically something I had to prosecute.
And is that something you plan to continue? I mean, do you plan to work high-profile cases?
Having tried several death penalty cases, I'm holding on to the Dollar General store case that took place just before the turn of the year. The reality is, given the administrative responsibilities, if I'm trying a case every week, then I'm going to have to get somebody else to run the office. I mean, you can't do both entirely, but my goal is to be in court as often as possible.
Now, in terms of divisions, there's several drug, gang, sex, traffic, juvenile divisions in the DA's office. Do you plan to add any more divisions?
Already have. What I've tried to do is make those divisions a little bit smaller. So now there's just a sex and domestic violence unit with a chief who supervises three attorneys. I have broken out a new economic crime division and promoted a young man in the office to be the chief of that division, and he has three attorneys with him. I moved someone over in charge of the traffic division. The gang unit, drug unit, general crime still exists. So far, it's really worked quite well.
Now, what has been the biggest surprise since you've taken over as DA?
I was just explaining this yesterday to one of my coworkers, one of the people in the office who's known me a long time. She asked how, you know, is it different than you thought? I'm not at all surprised at how busy I am. It's a different kind of busy than I was used to. In the past, I would be preparing for trials, helping other attorneys prepare for trials, looking at cases, talking to detectives. And while there is still an element of that, I spend more time than I may have anticipated in terms of administrative things.
You know, you see Law and Order and those kinds of things, and so you have this in your mind what a DA does, and we don't know. So what's a typical day like for you?
There's a lot of meetings. A couple times a month will be meetings with county officials, Board of County Commissioners, the CJCC, administrative staff.
You said CJCC?
The Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, that the Board of County Commissioners, the sheriff, all the different stakeholders are involved in each month. I go to juvenile. People don't realize we have a totally separate building where our juvenile division is at, and there are 10, 15 attorneys down there, 20 or 30 support staff down there. I mean, it's a standalone office that's really, I think, the second largest DA's office in the state by itself. So I have to be down there with some frequency. One thing that you mentioned, some of the TV shows that people see, there is one thing that's very similar in those shows, and that is during the course of a week, in the last few days, I've had probably 10 discussions with different groups of attorneys who will come in and run their case with me. Here's my murder case. Here's what's going on. Here's where we find ourselves. Here's the offer the defense has made. Do we take it? Do we not? I am then sitting down with every homicide victim's family personally and talking to them to make sure they understand where we're headed with the case, if a negotiation's to be offered or accepted. And so there's a lot of that type of stuff that takes place during the day, physically meeting with people who are involved in particular cases.
I'm speaking with Mark Bennett. He is the Sedgwick County DA. I also wanted to ask you, Mark, about transparency, because I understand that's something that you're very serious about.
Sure. One of the things that I think the average citizen will recognize immediately is the recent hiring of Dan Dillon, longtime radio personality in Sedgwick County. And that was something that Dan and I discussed even before I'd won the election. I really want to do more, not just in terms of transparency, but I think there's a component to the office of the district attorney that I want to perhaps place more emphasis on, and that is not just telling people what we've done and sort of a PR role, but I think there are things that the public needs to know that are going on in the community. Here are the consumer protection issues for the week. Please be aware of the following. Here are things that have a law enforcement component to it that I think the citizens need to know. So it's an educational piece as much as anything. Plus, obviously, the people need to know what we're doing here. You know, I've been in prosecution now for, I guess, 18 years. I know what we do here. But when I was campaigning, it was surprising to me how few people really know what goes on in this place, or in any prosecutor's office for that matter. And so I think with knowledge, people will have more familiarity with what goes on, they'll be more comfortable with what we're doing, and they'll have a better idea whether or not we're doing a good job.
Any other comment, Mark?
Well, I think this office has historically done a very good job of taking care of the really high profile, the murders and the rapes and the things that I think every citizen fully expects this office to put its full weight behind, and that's never going to change. But I think with just some new energy put into property crimes, interacting with the law enforcement agents who investigate these crimes, that some real good work can take place. And so far, if there's one point of growth, one point of change that we've already begin to see the fruits of, it's there. We're interacting with the big box companies, with the loss prevention officers at Target and Kroger's and Walmart, and we're getting the officers together, and we're really having some good luck already in just a short amount of time. So I guess my point is I want people to know that the office, as long as I'm here, whether that's 3 more years or longer than that, I want to make sure people know we're working to do the job I've been hired to do and serve all the citizens.
That's Mark Bennett, Sedgwick County DA. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very much.